Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emuna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our seventh installment on Hilchos Sukkah. We were discussing yesterday the concept of Davar HaMamid, that it's problematic to hold up Schach directly with something that's invalid for Schach. I don't think I translated the term yesterday. Let me just clarify. Davar HaMamid, the word Ma'amid, means to stand up, something which stands something else up. So if the davar ha'mamid, if the thing which is holding up the schach, is not kosher for schach itself, that's a problem. Okay, so we mentioned yesterday that that means that we wouldn't put the schach directly on the metal pole. Maybe we would have a wooden slat that would rest on the metal pole, and the schach would rest on that wooden slat. Okay, there's another possibility which is somewhat surprising, to be honest. It's generally accepted among halachic authorities. If you think of your classic canvas sukkah, so I have a metal pole frame, and then I have this canvas that goes around. So if I make sure that the spots on which the schach rest on the frame, it's not resting directly on the metal pole, but it's resting on the canvas, like I tuck the canvas over the top of the metal pole, if I do that so the schach is not touching the metal pole, that would be all right too. Now, that's very surprising because what would you say if you showed up at someone's sukkah and their schach was a canvas, you know, a canvas sheet? I don't think that would be kosher for schach. So fine, you didn't want to rest the schach on the metal pole. Why is the canvas any better? So it seems the general approach in the poskim is that the bottom line is the fact that I'm tucking something that wouldn't necessarily be what the schach is resting on, and I'm making it my business to tuck it over the frame, that in and of itself is a reminder that we're doing things a little bit differently here. We had said the whole concept of Davar HaMamid is the rabbis didn't want people to think that something that's invalid for schach was valid. So no one's going to think that canvas is okay because they see the whole thing, you're being very careful here, like not the metal and yes, the canvas, and it's somewhat stretched, no pun intended, it's somewhat stretched, that you're running the canvas over the metal pole, so that's enough of a message. Not everyone holds that that's good, but that's widely held to be good. The more by-the-book approach is what we described yesterday, to have the wooden slats on the metal pole, and the schach rests on the wooden slat. Another question that comes up in the context of Davar HaMamid has to do with protecting against wind. We know that we don't want our schach to go flying on sukkahs. We can relate. I think we can all relate to that wish. So part of what makes the schach kosher is that in a normal wind, the schach will stay where it is. In other words, if the only thing stopping my schach from going flying at any moment is something weighing down the schach, then the same way that the metal pole, if the schach directly rested on the metal pole, the same way that metal pole is mamid, is what's sustaining the schach's presence, so too, whatever is weighing down the schach to make sure it doesn't blow away is also sustaining the schach's presence. So theoretically, I said kosher before, it's not an issue of kosher versus pasul, but it is an issue of Davar HaMamid. Theoretically, you could have an issue of Davar HaMamid if the thing which ensures that my schach is not going to blow away is something that's not valid for schach. So many of us, the way we ensure our schach doesn't blow away is we tie it down. So the only thing is those strings, those ropes, in most cases would not be kosher for schach. You could theoretically come up with an example of something that might be good. It's a little bit complicated for this setting. Most of what we use to tie down wouldn't be good for schach itself. So how does that work? Isn't the schach only staying where it is because of my rope? And that's not good for schach. So we're no better than putting the schach on the metal pole. So a general leniency that many, many hold is that as long as the schach would stay put in a normal wind, I don't have to worry about the status of the rope. In other words, let's say let's say I have some wooden slats that's holding the schach down. Wooden slats would be kosher for schach. If I have some wooden slats holding the schach down, so that's good enough for a normal wind. Ah, yeah, but you also tied it down with rope. Yeah, I'm tying it down with rope for extraordinary winds. Similar to what we discussed with the walls of the frames, that if it only would move significantly in an extraordinary wind, that wouldn't be a problem. So too, if the function of the rope is for a unique wind for that place, that's not called holding up the schach. That's called being there for emergencies. So that's generally the approach to extra measures to make sure the schach stays down. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.